Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, man. Church, peace.
All right, if you missed any of Jeff's song, BTA, explaining his expectations for the Washington Commanders' trip to Atlanta this weekend, check it out on Odyssey app, iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, whatever. It's a really good song. We're going to re-rack it at 145. If you missed the news, Jaden Daniels is out this weekend. It's going to be Marcus Mariota again this weekend. No Terry McLaurin, no Noah Brown, no John Bates. Those guys have all been ruled out. We'll see kind of what else happens here. We're trying to track down Carl Dukes to join the program. Haven't heard from him yet. B, what do you think is maybe one of the most important matchups in this game?
Important matchup is going to be Bijan against I basically just limited it to Bijan and the linebackers, but ultimately it comes down to the front line and the linebackers. How do the front line affect their offensive line to be able to let Bobby and guys fit? Because Bobby has been playing like he's damn 15 years, like 21, 22 years old again. I'm like 15 years. He's too young to be in the league. Bobby playing like he's in his 20s.
Bijan, through three games, has 239 rush yards, averaging 5.1 per carry, right at about 80 yards a game. He is not having much. The contribution through the air is pretty significant, too. Through three games, he's got 14 catches for 164 yards and a touchdown. Total from scrimmage is over 400 yards. He's averaging about 6.5 per touch. Bijan can hurt you, man. He's a real player. Joe Witt yesterday talked about Bijan and just said the difference is he can hurt you inside and out. And yeah. When you face – like Josh Jacobs is a really good runner. He's probably the best runner they've faced so far, but Jacobs is not – he doesn't have Bijan's explosiveness to the edge. Genty may prove to be as explosive, but he's not there yet. This is Joe Witt's comments yesterday on Bijan. He can do anything. He has the ability, if you start crashing the inside to stop the inside, he can beat you to the perimeter, and he's fast enough to outrun people. He runs with power. He has a jump cut. He can run in between the tackles. You can put him out at receiver. He can run slants. He's just a complete football player. I really enjoy watching his film because he does it all.
Yeah. And a guy like that can throw you off balance because it's hard for a defense to game plan for an offense when you have a guy like Bijan, very much like Eckler was. And I'm not trying to compare those two guys. But when they're on the field, they could do anything. And that's how they can affect you.
All right. Joining us now is Carl Dukes from Atlanta. Hey, Carl, how you doing? Thanks for making time for us.
Fellas, what's going on, man? I'm good. How are you?
Been chilling, man.
We're good, man. You can hear Carl on Dukes and Bell, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Carl, we were just talking about Bijan Robinson, the start he's off to, over 400 total yards through three games. How good has Bijan been over these last few games?
He's as good as advertised, man. I'll take you guys back. And B, you know this, being a guy that toted the rock. When he came out of college, man, everybody was, you know, on this don't take a running back thing. And, you know, there was a period in the NFL the last few years where running backs were being devalued. And I was, a guy saying this is a difference maker. And I've told this story, you know, when Arthur Smith was here, he's now with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the offensive coordinator. They went down to Austin for about 3 days. And Arthur said, look, I worked Bijan out as a wide receiver, and he ran routes better than all the wide receivers there. So he realized his versatility and how he could use him as a guy that's positionless. You can use him in the backfield, in the slot. You can put him out wide. And so when B got here, you know, he's such a good kid, man, and the community loves him. He's such a good dude. But I don't think people realize, fellas, how talented and versatile he was. And so for me to see him get off to this start, I'm not surprised. But the Falcons need him to be that beast. My issue is the OC's not giving him the ball enough, if you ask me.
Does the offensive line, is it good enough to fit a guy with that running style and that ability to give him the chance to flourish?
Well, they wanted to, you know, when Arthur was here, again, this is year two of Raheem and this regime. And so, you know, Zach Robinson came from the Rams. That's Sean McVay. They wanted to use this wide run scheme and get him out and let him be able to cut back and do all of those things. This offensive line is a really good run offensive line. The problem is you lost your best run blocker in Caleb McGarry, who's out for the season, and everybody thought they might take a step back. I think this offense is set for him, or really sets up well for him. But the question down here, as it's been around the country, is he as good out of the pistol as he might be in, a different formation, particularly to give him better options to have success? That's really what the debate is here. But I think that, you know, you look at 2 weeks ago, they ran for 200 yards, the Falcons, against the Vikings in this similar offense, in this, you know, running the pistol. So the complaints this week are simply because they played like crap against Carolina. It's not because the offense doesn't work.
But they, you look at most teams are doing that. They're running out the pistol or whatever. And a running back doesn't get the full speed downhill like they used to. You know, do you think it affects people?
It absolutely does. I mean, the thing that I'm hearing about this, and especially from Zach Robinson, he's like, look, it gives us more versatility to do different things out of this particular look. And I don't disagree with him. But the other part of this is you have to be unpredictable, not predictable. And the problem with the Falcons has been when they're in the pistol, they're running the football. So they're not in the pistol and they're balanced. They are 85% of the time running the football. And so teams are teeing off on that. And I think that's been part of the problem. He's got to be a little bit more imaginative with his play calling.
What is the situation down there now that Ike Hilliard got fired? That just seems like we have to do something. Sorry, Ike. They're moving Zach Robinson from the booth down to the field. Is there a feeling of like real desperation there? It's pretty early in the season to be making coaching changes like that.
Well, look, fellas, they looked like hot garbage last week. And, you know, Arthur Blank, the owner of this football team, meets with his staff weekly. And I think personally he met with those guys last Monday and said, what the hell's going on and how do we fix it? And when your offense, your wide receivers on your offense haven't scored no touchdowns through 3 weeks of football and none of your tight ends, including Kyle Pitts, who was the fourth overall pick a few years ago, has no touchdowns, no tight ends, no wide receivers. Everybody's looking around to be pointing the finger at other people. And so Ike Hilliard happened to be that guy. I don't disagree with the way this looks, but the results are the guys that should be producing, the Drake Londons, the Darnell Mooneys, they're not. And why? What is the reason? So everybody's searching for that right now and hoping that this team looks a lot better on Sunday.
Is it possible the reason is just that Penix isn't very good? Or is it too early for that determination?
Well, look, he came up to Washington last year. You guys saw him.
Yeah, he was good in that game.
I think that was his second start. He made an incredible small window throw to Kyle Pitts, ironically, in the end zone. It was a big-time throw. He's shown the ability and the knack that he's got the tools, guys. He's going to be good. But this is last game was his sixth NFL start. Mm-hmm. Sunday will be his seventh NFL start. So I think it's a little early to say he's not that good, but last week I don't think the coaching staff helped him. I don't think they put him in positions to be successful. They weren't getting play calls in. They looked discombobulated. He got frustrated. He wasn't seeing the defense. So it just all it fell apart. But for me, I'm a Michael Penix guy, and I think he's got a bright future. I think he's got the arm talent. But offensively, they just have not put this together to look like this is going to be an explosive offense like we thought it might.
Now, one thing we all know, I know the best of the best can get affected mentally. He was benched last week. Kirk came in, didn't play much better. Will they allow him to make mistakes, or will that type of thing happen again? Because I know that could screw up players, especially quarterbacks.
No, look, I think it was the right decision last week. Everybody, there was no reason to leave him in a game. It was 27-0. You knew where this was going. You knew where it was headed. Get the kid out the game. It wasn't going to help him to throw another interception or to get hit and take more sacks, potentially. So that's not going to happen. And I think Raheem Morris made it clear after the game immediately. This is not a competition. This was simply, we're getting our quarterback out the game, take him out of harm's way, and we're moving forward. He's our guy. But the problem, to your point, is that when you do that, immediately people around the country go, uh-oh, Cousins is in there. What does this mean?
Yeah.
And here, I will tell you, it doesn't mean anything. They are totally committed to Michael Penix. And if they have another game like that, guys, down the road, and they might, it wouldn't surprise me if they're getting beat like that they take Penix out of harm's way and take him out of the game. Kirk Cousins is a great option for a backup. Maybe we've got the best quarterback room in the country as far as experience and being a, you know, having a guy that's played in big games and knows how to get it done. But they have no inclination whatsoever of starting Kirk Cousins at any point this season over Michael Penix.
Well, I know you're the most expensive backup quarterback in the country.
That's facts. That's facts. I mean, the way that played out, man, we talked about that all offseason. I did not think, guys, he was going to be on this team. And it was funny. The general manager came out, Terry Fontenot, and he was like, look, we are not afraid to have him on this team. And everybody kind of laughed. And then we got to the offseason or minicamp, and he's still here. And he's showing up for OTAs, which he didn't have to. Obviously, there was some money connected to that. But the reality was like, okay, maybe he will be here. And he's been here. So it's kind of ironic.
We're talking with Carl Dukes here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can listen to Carl Dukes and Bell on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Give him a follow at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Let's talk about the Falcons' defense, because there's so much talk, obviously, offensively. They're not doing much, but defensively they've been pretty good. A lot of young guys flying to the ball on that D-line. Is the D-line the strength of that defense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would tell you, ironically, the back half is. Jesse Bates, all-pro, safety. They drafted Xavier Watts, kid out of Notre Dame. He's lived up to it from the jump. Got his first NFL, interception in the Vikings game. They drafted a kid, Billy Bowman, out of Oklahoma. This kid is a great nickel piece, playmaker, ball hawk. When A.J. Terrell is on the field, you add that to the back half. He's not right now. He's not playing Sunday. Hamstring injury. But I would tell you the secondary is probably the most improved and the strength of this team. Linebacking core got better. Diablo's been a hell of a player since he got here. Ironically, nobody really knew a lot about him. You add Caden Ellis into the mix and Caden's versatility. But they needed to get bigger and more versatile up front. And what did they do? They went and got two edge rushers and James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee and Jalen Walker out of Georgia. And those two rooks, man, they looked the part. They look like they're going to be something. They haven't quite hit the stride yet, but they're in the mix. You talk about these pressure rates and all the stuff that people keep numbers of. I'm not a big fan of all that. I can look at a guy B and say, hey, whether a guy can play, Jay, you know what I'm saying?
You're like, I'm with you on that.
You go, he can either play or he can't play. And for me, that I don't care about pressure rates and all that stuff, but both of these guys looked the part. So I do think the D-line is improved. And one of the things they want to get better at was stopping the run. So, we're going to find out here. I don't know if we quite know yet what this defensive line is, but I do like the pieces.
Carl, I think back to when I was playing. We'll sit in the locker room, the veteran guy, when they bring in new guys, and we go, this dude can't play.
He can't play.
And it'll be maybe the end of the training camp or the next year, then the coaches start realizing he can't play. I'm like, well, damn, we knew this day one. And right now, you got all these different stats and analytics. Still, if you're in that locker room, you know who's who and who's not.
Locker room always knows. Locker room always knows.
It's so real. And, I say this to our listeners all the time. Like, players know before anybody else because you guys see it, right? And when I talk to guys and they're like, yo, like last year, I'll tell you guys, Penix was playing on the practice, not the practice squad, but he was the scout team guy, right? He was the second quarterback. He's eating our secondary up. Nobody's seeing this, but guys on the team are like, yo, Mike's delivering the ball. He can throw it, man. He can spin it. Mm-hmm. And you're hearing these things, but he's not getting a chance to showcase it. So then when he gets his opportunity, you're like, man, he's got a great deep ball. Wow. Look at how he spins it. Guys in that locker room already knew. I was trying to tell our audience, but they're like, well, we don't see it. But you're not going to. These are closed practices. You're not going to see it. But I totally agree, man. So I like what they've done, but I don't know yet if it's what we think it is. And it's so early in the season. We'll find out here pretty quickly.
Talking with Carl Dukes here. You can listen to him in Atlanta 92.9 The Game. You can follow him on Twitter or Instagram at Put 'Em Up C Dukes.
Put 'Em Up.
Carl, I do think this is kind of an interesting subplot here. When Marcus Mariota is going to start this week, it's not going to be Jaden Daniels.
Oh, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Why not?
Oh, my God. No. We can't stand Marcus Mariota. Don't do this.
Why?
No, I'll tell you guys. We love Dan Quinn. I do. I did Coach Quinn's DQ's coaches shows for 5 years, 6 years. The length of time that he was here, DQ is a great dude. I'm so glad he's there and having success. But the Mariota situation, guys, he quit on this team. When he lost his job, and instead of being a mentor, he basically walked out of the locker room, took his stuff, took his ball, and went home. And so the fan base here, even though the team wasn't good, had a problem with this guy who was supposed to be, a leader. And this happened. Well, I can't speak to how the locker room or the front office was treating him and all of that, but we just felt like he quit. And so to see him possibly come back in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend, and I know he's comfortable. I've known Cliff Kingsbury a long time, back in his days at Texas. I get it. He's comfortable in that offense, but that is a nightmare for Falcon fans to think that Marcus Mariota, who threw one of the worst balls in the history of the Falcons organization against Carolina, where he just tossed a ball as he was getting sacked and ended up throwing an interception. It would be just a nightmare situation.
Yeah, he's been great here.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
We love him.
Carl, I don't know if you saw this. They made him captain this week.
Not surprising. Look, he's talked about the culture that Dan Quinn has built, and I'll speak to this, guys, because he did it here, and we went to a Super Bowl. Now we know how the Super Bowl played out, but what you may not know is DQ is a great culture builder, man. I'm going to tell you guys, and I know there are a lot of Commander fans are like, oh, are we really this good? Or, you know, is this going to last? Guys buy, I'm clapping my hands, they buy into him.
Yeah.
He does a great job of that. And so for me to hear Marcus Mariota say, hey, I'm comfortable, and Dan Quinn's created a culture here, dude, I'm not surprised. Like, that's what DQ does. So I'm not surprised about that, and I hope Commanders fans realize that is what sustains this thing. If you guys keep drafting right, you got a quarterback in Jaden, this thing may go somewhere where people didn't expect it, because I know people didn't necessarily want Dan Quinn as the original, you know, the hire that they ended up getting, but he is a great culture builder, man, and I respect him, respect the hell out of him.
But, Carl, somebody on this show was saying that they didn't mind him. I didn't really like Ben Johnson. I like Dan from the beginning.
B was out in front on that one. Hey, Carl, since we got you, huge game in Athens Saturday night. Bama rolling
into
town.
That's where I am right now, fellas. I'm in Athens traffic as we speak.
What do you expect in Georgia-Alabama? Should be a heavyweight fight.
Really should be. Here's the storyline, Jay and B. The storyline is Kirby Smart is 1-6 against Alabama. Now, most of that has been Nick Saban. But even go back to last year, they went to Tuscaloosa, high-scoring game. Some people may or may not remember Jalen Milroe, the quarterback. They get out to a great start. Georgia ultimately loses. Carson Beck throws a few picks in that game. He's now in Miami. And Kirby loses again to Alabama. Kirby owns everybody else in the SEC. And when you talk about Alabama, this is one of those things like, okay, you get them at home Saturday night. What's going to happen? That's one of the big storylines, because if they lose at home, it's not just about Georgia losing, and maybe what we saw at Tennessee is not real, but I think the bigger thing is, why in the hell can't Kirby Smart beat Alabama? Mm. And Kalen DeBoer has to win this game as well. I mean, look, that loss against Florida State was ugly, and everybody wants to believe, all right, they're still a playoff team. Well, come into Athens tomorrow night and win, you are going to get that kind of respect. But I think this is a bigger game for Kirby from the standpoint of, you've only beaten them once since you've been here. Wow. You've beaten Tennessee. You own Florida. You own South Carolina. You own the Auburn rivalry. What are you going to do against Alabama? That happens tomorrow night.
I can't wait to watch it. Hey, thanks very much for your time.
Appreciate
you. Really enjoyed it.
Fellas, have a good day, man. Put him up.
Brother.
Put him up.
Put him up.
That's our guy, Carl Dukes from Atlanta, 92.9. Listen to the Dukes and Bell show. Give him a follow at Put Him Up.
See, oh, hype, boy.
See Dukes. We're making some predictions. Just a little vibe check now that we know the injury situation in Washington. Next on The Fan.
Hey, B. Mitchell, JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from the phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood's systems are whisper quiet. There are no more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's confident in performance, perfectly balanced. And also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. So visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.